Oh, you'll be the talk of the town.
Really?
You'll be the talk of the town if your boyfriend is here from, you know, morning to night. So here, I just have to get used to it. And, well, one thing is, I told Justin, you know, especially with, of course, her being a girl, I would rather have her stay at home instead of her commuting to Oakland, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how it is. But anything other than that, no. I kind of, of course, with Julian, he's like Uncle Jimmy would say, oh, he's a guy, you know, don't worry about him. Still worry.
Yeah.
I still worry, you know. The worrying never ends.
True. Very true.
Yeah, that's the only thing I still can get used to.
Oh, my God. Okay, there was a story that my mom always told me about you. You were in the airport or the airplane. Then there was like this little confrontation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you talk about that? Because there was like a lot of, because the girl you were talking to was a pute, like a white person.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then she like discriminated you or something?
Well, she said, well, she didn't, well, she's, because we were at the airport waiting for our turn.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, they were assigned numbers on each stall.
Yeah.
Okay. And they called our first number. It's from 1 to 15, 15 to 30.
Yeah.
And we were on the 15 to 30, you know, number.
Yeah.
They called first from 1 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and some of the guys, I was talking to someone. This white lady, told me, you know, I should start walking in front in case, you know, they should call our number.
Yeah.
And I told her, they haven't called our number yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she started calling me, oh, I think these people are so stupid.
Oh, God. Damn.
And I told her, what did you say?
Yeah.
I asked her that, what did you say? And then I just started walking, and as we were walking, they called our numbers right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I started walking into the walkway.
Yeah.
And she tried to bypass and give her number in front of the lady that was collecting the ticket.
Yeah.
And I told her, oh, you're not going in front of me.
Yeah.
And right away I started walking
going
to the walkway.
Yeah.
And she started talking again. She started talking again.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear what she was talking. And the one who ended up having the confrontation was Kevin.
Really?
Justin's boyfriend.
Ew.
Okay, and then after that, as they were inside the airplane,
yeah,
she was still talking, and she really spit on Kevin's neck.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And that's where, you know,
the whole
thing
blew up.
And I think that was the only time that I said about discrimination.
Yeah.
Because we were thrown off. Well, we were taking off the airplane.
Yeah.
And they asked, what the whole thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was still inside the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she said, and the guy said, well, I think we have to put you in another flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the guy, well, what about her?
Yeah,
she
sure.
Had she not called me stupid, this wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And just because she's white and we're Asian, you're letting her go and we're getting thrown off.
Yeah.
She started it first.
Very true.
And I think that's what made her think, so that's why she got off the plane. She got booted out of the plane too.
So then if you didn't say anything,
I think so.
They wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah.
Man, did the thing. That's crazy. So besides all of that, do you have any last words of like being a Filipino in America, United States, or anything, words of wisdom or whatever?
Well, words of wisdom is be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what every whatever people think of you, let them think. Because mm-hmm. you know yourself better than anyone else.
Very true.
That's it.
Oh, thank you, Tita Sang, for this interview. You're welcome.